We're going to start out this day. We're talking.
Push to talk hour here.
Push to talk hour, yes. And with Women Venture this morning. And today we have with us
Peggy Chabrian.
Morning. Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Longtime guest here at EAA Radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for inviting us back.
And Betty Huck, is that right?
That's right. Nice to see you.
And what's your role with the...
I'm the Chapter Relations Manager for Women in Aviation International.
And Peggy, you are?
The President and Founder.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what we've got going on with Women Venture
here? Well, we thought we'd talk about this morning because we'll be on all week, and I'll give you a little update on who else is coming on later this week as well. But in cooperation with EAA, Women Aviation, this is our fourth year, I think, Women Venture.
Yes, I think so.
So anyway, some of the activities will happen on Thursday this week and some on Friday. We've expanded. Instead of a one day, it's now kind of a 2 day event. But on Thursday evening at the Theater in the Woods program, we have two lady astronauts joining us. Bonnie Dunbar, who was one of the first six female astronauts that NASA hired back when the space shuttle program was getting underway. And then also we have Peggy Whitson, who was the first woman to be the space station commander. So that'll be a pretty good lineup for Thursday night evening in the Woods. Theater in the Woods, and I think that's going to be from approximately 7 till 8 p.m., so be a good night to go to. Then get up bright and early Friday morning. We have our Women Aviation Celebrity Breakfast over at the Nature Center again this year in the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a great lineup of presenters there again. The two lady astronauts, if you miss them Thursday night at the Theater in the Woods, they will be at the breakfast Friday morning. David Hartman stopping by to join us, and also we have Aaron Tippin, country music star, will be performing a couple of songs and will be joining us here on this radio show on Thursday morning. So that's going on. And then immediately following that, our traditional photo opportunity on Aeroshell Square. We're asking all the women pilots who are here, and you can be a student pilot, a private pilot, an airline pilot, anything in between. You're all invited to go to Aeroshell Square for this photo. And we've got a new shirt this year, new color. And Betty, you want to...
The new shirt is yellow. In the first year we had blue. Second year we had pink. This year it's yellow. And we'll be giving them out in our booth for Women in Aviation in booth 2041 in Hangar B. And they're also being given out in the EAA welcome tent and also at the 99s. And Embry-Riddle and who have I forgotten? AOPA?
No.
Okay.
Well, now for people who may not be familiar with this, I mean, you mentioned that the annual picture. This has happened what, like 2-3 years?
This will be the third one.
This will be the third one. And tell a little bit, as I was a part of that last year. I think whenever it was pink.
Actually, pink was the first year.
Okay,
that's right.
So
lavender
was
last year,
and then I think I was on air when you did it the other time. But you know, you started this for what reason? And can talk a little bit about what the visual. It's quite tremendous. Actually.
And by the way, we brought your shirt this morning, Meg, so you'll have it ready to go on Friday morning, so you can dash down here to Aeroshell Square and be in the picture again this year.
There we go.
All right. Well, the idea was one for an opportunity for all the women pilots who are here at EAA to get a chance to, hey, we're all here, and you know, a little celebration and so forth, and get this picture
organized a little bit,
yeah. But the other, I think, even more important role that this plays is all during the day. Now you will see on Friday, you'll see all these ladies walking around the convention grounds with these yellow shirts. You won't miss them; they're very bright yellow. That you can see, those of you on the webcam, maybe. We often feel there's a lot of women who come, young ladies, women who come with a husband, a parent, a relative, a friend, and they may have an interest in aviation, but they're really not, they've not followed through on it. They come here and they see all these wonderful airplanes and meet all these great people in aviation, and maybe thinking, well, that'd be kind of neat to do, but not really sure it's for them. But they see all these women walking around, say, oh, there are a lot of ladies out here in aviation who are flying, who are doing things, and may even hopefully feel comfortable. And we ask them, you know, come up and say hi, introduce yourself, and ask a question. If you thought about learning to fly but not quite sure what that means or what it involves, that's what we want to do, is answer those questions.
And I know there are actually quite a bit of it's very, I don't want to, not necessarily empowering to say, but it's quite an impact when you go and you're a part of it. And Aeroshell Square is not a small little patch of grass.
No.
And we are overflowing on that. You know, I think last year it was even bigger than the first year.
And we want to have it even bigger this year. So we want to get the word out. It's Friday morning at 10:30. Now, just realized last night there was an error in the convention program book on one of the pages. It says it's at 11, but we want to get the word out. The picture will be taken at 10:30. Friday morning, Aeroshell Square. So it's 10:30, and we want to make sure everybody knows that. Also on that on Thursday, and talking about learning to fly, and this is not just for women. This is for anybody here at Air Venture, or again, if you've got maybe a young person in your family who's interested in learning to fly or maybe getting a having a career in aviation, that there's money out there. There are thousands and thousands of scholarships available that people don't even know about. So there's going to be a forum on Thursday called Scholarships, not just for kids, but we're going to cover the whole spectrum of aviation scholarships that are available. A lot of different organizations, including EAA, and of course Women in Aviation, that offer those.
Nick, can you talk a little bit about Women in Aviation as the organization? Now, you do a lot of scholarships, and it's not just for, you know, entry-level college. There's quite a gamut of professional and certification type.
And the scholarships are available for men and women. I mean, to hear the name Women in Aviation, and it's mostly women, but it's open. The organization's open to men and women. And they do vary from everything, someone wanting to get a sport pilot certificate, or recreational pilot, private pilot, instrument ratings. We have CFI scholarships. In fact, we have a new CFI scholarship that Pilot Mall is offering now this year. And we're going to be announcing two new scholarships at a press breakfast, press conference Thursday morning. One is through Able Flight. We're offering a scholarship now, $2,500, to help someone who is physically challenged and maybe not as easy to get a pilot's license, but working with aircraft, as Jessica Cox did in AirCoop, where she didn't need to have arms to be able to learn to fly. That's one
for
of
for anybody that doesn't know, Jessica Cox is the young woman, I think she's 27, 28, mm-hmm. And recently, she was born without arms, and recently got her recreational pilot's
last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she partially was funded through a scholarship with Able Flight as well, so she's going to be there to help make that announcement with us on Thursday morning.
Well, if people want to find, do you guys have a website where they can go and see all these scholarships?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's www.wai.org. This year so far, and we're still adding scholarships, we have about $585,000 worth of scholarships, 69 different scholarships that we're awarding, and we'll be awarding them in February at our annual convention, which will be in Reno next year. And we're hoping it's not unusual for us to reach, you know, $700,000-$800,000 by the time we're actually announcing the awards. The other new scholarship we're going to be announcing here at AirVenture, I guess this is a pre-press announcement, but Aero News Network and Jim Campbell announcing a new scholarship for somebody who wants to get into aerobatic flying. So it's the Vicky Cruz Memorial Scholarship in honor of Vicky Cruz, who passed away last year. And I believe that's a $2,000 scholarship, if I remember right. For their scholarship. So, and it's for ATP ratings and things. We have companies like Boeing and Airbus that give 757 Airbus A320 type ratings. So, you know, $25,000-$30,000 value type rating. And they're maintenance scholarships. They're engineering scholarships.
Yeah.
Management scholarships. So go to the website, wai.org, check them all out.
And Betty, what is your job with Women in Aviation?
Well, as chapter relations manager, it's to find members who want to start chapters in their area, because we rely on our members to say, hey, I want a chapter in my area. And then I work with them to get the paperwork done and get started and help them find additional members to get started. We've grown from 3 years ago about 48 chapters up to over 70 right now.
Wow.
So we're around the world. We've got two chapters in England, one in Nigeria. And so we're really looking for international chapters at this point, too.
Well, truly international.
It really is international.
And,
yes.
And growing. I mean,
you
doubled in how many years?
In 3 years, we went from 48 to over 70. So, and we make our chapters, they have to keep at least 10 members. So it's, you know, that's how many we currently have. So
okay. And always looking for more, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Always looking for more chapters. Wherever there isn't a chapter, we're looking for. And they're all listed on our website in alphabetical order by state under chapters. So
and the chapters, all of the chapters, don't they have to have an educational outreach
right
project?
That's what's really important, to do outreach programs, get out in the community, talk to women and girls, and tell them there's all kinds of things. It's not just for pilots. There's mechanics, there's educators. Those are some of my favorite members,
administrators,
because they can add you know, to the future of our aviation community by sharing their love of aviation with their students.
Well, now, if someone actually does happen to be here on the field, where can they find you?
We're in booth 2041 in Hangar B. And we're signing people up for memberships, renewals, and giving a little token of appreciation in signing up for a gift. So everyone should stop by and find out more about Women in Aviation, find out about the chapters, find out about our scholarships, our conference, where we have, you know, 3,000 people attend a conference with 125 more exhibitors in the exhibit hall. So.
And it's not too late to sign up for the breakfast for Friday morning either.
That's right.
If you want to do that.
What is your next conference that you have planned that people might be interested in?
It's in February in Reno.
In Reno. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a nice place to be in February.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Uh-huh. It's February 24th through 26th, the last weekend in February.
Now, I'm not exactly sure, but, you know, there's little races out in Reno. Yeah. Air races. Mm-hmm. Is that about the same time
no,
at all?
No. Poor timing on our part.
It's in September.
Oh, okay.
So is there anything else that you guys have going on with Women in Aviation or here at Air Venture specifically that you'd like to... Well, people know about?
In our booth, we do have merchandise with a WAI logo on, and people are looking for things to take home to their kids and for themselves. We've got, you know, plenty of things in the booth.
I would just mention again, maybe wrapping up the forum on Thursday on scholarships, and it's not just our scholarships, but about scholarships in general that are available for someone interested in aviation. The breakfast on Friday morning, the Theater in the Woods program Thursday night, and the picture, 10:30 Friday, Aeroshell Square.
And for anybody that just tuned in, your website is...
WAI.org.
Women in Aviation International.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're coming to a wrap of our time here, and we're going to have to... I'm sorry, one more thing.
I was just going to say a little teaser for the rest of the week, if I can.
I like teasers.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, we have Jill Long, an Air Force pilot, also air show performer, who will be on this program. Wednesday morning, Dorothy Cochran with the National Air and Space Museum. Thursday, country music entertainer Aaron Tippin. Friday, Denise Water, who's a home builder, an air racer, a pilot, and an A&P mechanic. Saturday, Connie Bolin with the Warbirds here on at EAA. And Sunday, Anna Marcik Dietrich, who is the chief operating officer for Terrafugia, the rotable car.
And that's right here on EAA Radio every
push to talk
every day at 10 a.m. except Sunday. We got bumped to 11.
Oh. Yeah, that's
good
to know.
Good to know, yeah. So we do appreciate you joining us. And,
thank you. This has been Peggy Chabrian, president and founder of Women in Aviation International, and Betty Huck, Chapter Relations. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.